Thousands of asylum seekers who arrived by boat under the former federal Labor government remain in limbo as authorities struggle to clear a large backlog of refugee claims. The Turnbull government was inundated with claims recently when it set a deadline for refugee applications to be lodged. Asylum seeker advocates claim the process, known as fast-tracking, is unfair. Natasha Robinson reports.
It's tough being persecuted and having to flee your home country. But waiting years just for the chance to apply for protection takes its own toll. This asylum seeker from Afghanistan has asked us to call him Sam.
It is an awful feeling because you can't plan anything because everything depends on your visa.
He arrived in Australia in August 2012 after his work for the UN saw him targeted by the Taliban and other insurgents. Sam was one of tens of thousands of asylum seekers that arrived in Australia during that year. Many had to wait to be invited by the government even to lodge a refugee claim.
Since our arrival in 2012 until early 2017, we were not allowed to apply for any kind of visa, and we were only on a bridging visa, temporary bridging visas of 3 months only.
By the time Labor was swept from power the following year, more than 30,000 people who'd arrived by boat hadn't been processed as refugees. Paul Power, CEO of the Refugee Council of Australia, explains.
In December 2014, the Abbott government introduced legislation to reduce or supposedly to speed up the application process for people seeking asylum who'd arrived between 2012 and 2013 prior to sending everyone to Nauru and Manus. You know, there were a whole series of legislative changes, you know, brought about in relation to this fast-track process. But in return, the government was saying that it would speed up the processing of between 30,000 and 31,000 applications that were still outstanding.
According to the latest statistics provided by the Department of Home Affairs, just over 14,000 applications within the fast-track cohort are at various stages of assessment, and 10,500 visas have been granted. The department says delays by asylum seekers in lodging claims have affected its ability to resolve the caseload. It set a deadline for all claims to be lodged. Donor-funded legal centres scrambled to assist. The Asylum Seeker Resource Centre in Melbourne assisted more than 900 asylum seekers to lodge claims in the space of a month, as its Director of Advocacy, Jana Favero, explains.
It's a very complicated legal form that really is deciding life or death.
A spokesman for Immigration Minister Peter Dutton said the processing of the legacy caseload had been time-consuming because many applicants discarded their identity documents. He vowed to take the necessary time to thoroughly vet the boat arrivals.
Natasha Robinson reporting.